You know, I'm so captivated by Jesus' first miracle. You know, the one where he turns water into wine. I try to imagine the whole event in my head and all the guests that may be there. And of course, the ambience, the music. What kind of music did he play? Spotify? Did he play DJ ELC music? It also mentions that Jesus and his followers were invited, and so was his mother. Of course, we know the story. And for whatever reason, the wine runs out, and his mother informs Jesus about it. You know, the way Jesus addresses his mom, I would get a real good caning and more from my mother for being rude to her and a grounding. But Mary knew and understood. So she simply told the servants to obey Jesus. The outcome was 6 filled jugs of water turned into the finest wine of the day. And the hosts didn't know where they came from. To digress a bit, I continued to picture what it would be like if it was done in the present. What if there were church leaders and pastors and church believers of different denominations invited to this wedding? And of course, all of us have different tastes. I can just picture it now and hear it. Some would excuse themselves from the alcoholic drinks, like me. I don't drink alcohol. Others, being conservatives, would be debating on whether such miracles still existed. And even others, like the Pentecostals, would say, more miracles, more miracles. Because one is never enough. Sadly, in such a time where even believers are trying to outdo each other, the one who should be getting all the attention is sidelined. But I'll leave you with today's scripture passage, which is from Mark chapter 2, verses 9 until 11. And it says this: Then the man in charge tasted it. That's the host. But the water had become wine. He did not know where the wine had come from, but the servants who brought the water knew. He called the bridegroom and said to him, People always serve the best wine first. Later, when the guests get drunk, they serve the cheaper wine. But you have saved the best wine until now. This was the first of all the miraculous signs Jesus did. He did it in the town of Cana in Galilee. By this, he showed his divine greatness, and his followers believed in him. Wow. Awesome. Today, church, it's time for us as the body to show his divine greatness to the whole world. Forget about our differences and focus on what Jesus did for us. And go carry the cross to a dying world. Amen. This is DJ ELC, and welcome to our Saturday worship weekend right here on Champion FM Radio. Let's spend this time worshiping and entering his presence and seeking his face. Thank you.
praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here belong. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit now with us. Every moment, all our days, God be praised, oh God be praised. Praise God with mornings breaking light. Praise Him through darkness of the night. Praise Him with every breath of life. Praise Him, my soul, with all your
Oh,
praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Oh, one more time, then we're there, come on. anointed. What's his name? Jesus.
What true love is. Jesus saves, and the hush of mercy breathing, Jesus.
Jesus saves, hear the host of angels sing, glory to the newborn King, and the sound of joy be, Jesus saves. See the humblest hearts adore Him. Saves, and the wisest bow before Him. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. See the sky alive with praise, melting darkness in its blaze. There is life forevermore. Jesus saves. Saves. He will die our burden bearing. Jesus saves. Jesus saves.
These ears to hear the Father's cry. for these. You have done for me. You said what you've done for these. You have done for me. 'Cause you're the orphan child, you're the outside, you're the one in.
It's all about him.
On today's worship program, we heard Doxology, God Be Praised from Worship Circle and featuring Todd Fields. Two songs from Austin Stone and Jimmy McNeil, Our God Is Alive and You Keep Coming After Me. Hillsong United with Good Grace, Constant by NCU Worship, Keith and Christine Getty, along with Shane and Shane with The Lord Is My Salvation. We heard the hymn, Great Is Thy Faithfulness, from Worship Circle and featuring Christy Knuckles. Travis Cottrell gave us Jesus Saves. And finally, Send Me was from The Church of the City and featuring Chris McClarney. Stay tuned on Champion FM Radio for our announcements.
With Christmas less than 2 months away, Champion FM Radio would like you to share your most inspiring stories during the month of November. Tell us of those Christmas moments that touched your life, when an act of kindness blessed you, or even share a Christmas miracle from the past. Go to our website to write in and tell us about the experiences that you had encountered. Go ahead and give thanks to our God. Your testimonies may just end up touching another listener on our radio. So, go to our website and write in now.
For some chuckles and laughter today, We have Sunday Cool Teas with If Church Signs Were a Person. And I have to say, it's incredibly funny. Go to our comedy page on our website to view this after this broadcast.
Since August 2021, Champion FM Radio has begun our Read Through the Bible series daily as we explore the Word of God using the easy-to-read version. This 365-day plan is also available on our website if you have missed any of our previous readings. You can also follow the plan by downloading the PDF file from our website. So join us today in exploring God's Holy Word.
You know, we're almost out of time today, but I pray that God has spoken to you and blessed you greatly through this worship. Join me once again tomorrow on our Sunday devotional broadcast right here on Champion FM Radio. Till then, this is DJ ELC signing off and saying God bless you and be the blessing to everyone around you.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
And